There's good news for your earbuds. The best indie music. Indie Nation.
I felt a gentle coaxing.
Yeah, that was the applause.
I felt a gentle coaxing is the name of my album.
I can't do it. I recognize the opportunity is there to make the joke, but I can never make the joke.
You're like the cover band joke Salieri.
Yes, that's right. Cover band joke Salieri is the name of my...
Taco cover band.
That's crazy talk.
I know.
That's crazy talk is the name of your fish cover band.
Sounds like you guys have the hang of it at this point. We're just going to go off stage.
Just here to teach, that's all. Just to teach and move on. This song is about a suicidal vampire. It's hilarious.
How do you say Edward?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, if only Edward was suicidal, I wouldn't have had to suffer through that goddamn movie. I have a teenage daughter. Sure you do, Paul. Sure you do.
Her name is Paulina.
She lives in Canada.
Are we talking to Paul or Paulina right now? Can I talk to Paulina?
Oh, and it's red, just like the color of the blood that he loves so much. I'm sorry, and somewhere in here you were supposed to be doing another song.
No. I want to be clear, this is completely a different vampire situation.
Different vampire situation is my shit. Depeche Mode cover band.
Aren't you glad you brought us up, John?
Maybe can we coax you off the stage with applause? Is that what you're saying? The vampire is sad, you see, because he's lost someone he loved very much, perhaps by biting them and killing them. I don't know. We don't know the backstory. Also, he never gets to see the sun, which is depressing. He may have seasonal affective disorder. It's a common affliction for vampires. Very sad, actually. Anyway, that's the... this is called Blue Sunny Day.
Streets are empty, it's just me.
I've had enough. As if I'm made of sterner stuff. I take a breath and open up the door. Dawn breaks hard and falls on me. For just one moment I can see the pale blue sky. Close my eyes because the world is so bright and beautiful. I have to look away. Braced against the beauty of another perfect day. As I go to pieces, every breeze blows me away. One more blue, sunny day.
See that? Hilarious. Hilarious story about a suicidal man.
Nation listeners, welcome to this week's episode of Through Gamer Goggles News. We have a whole slew of people in chat with us, and we have a whole slew of people in TeamSpeak with us. We don't have a whole lot of not a whole lot going on in gaming this week, but hey, let's just roll on down the contact information. Let's start with the lady first.
You can find me on Twitter as Quetta E. You can email me as Quetta@IndieNation.fm, and you can find me over on GeekShed.net and #IndieNation, #Quetta, and #OmniDragon.
And let's go on down to OmniDragon next, since he's throwing things on the ground tonight.
Throw Twitter on the ground. Twitter.com/OmniDragon. You can find me there, and you can find me as OmniDragon on Google Plus and my website at entertainmentmix.com.
And we have a guest with us. Duke, do you have your headset thing resolved? I take it Dookie doesn't. Okay, well, if you want to put your contact information in chat, we'll be more than happy to get it out there. And also, same for Knowles217, who's in here without headset muted. Well, let's go on to our host. That would be you, Matt.
Yes, that would be me. And you can always find me at Gamer Goggles on Facebook, or you can find me as Matt Lemke on Facebook. We are one and the same.
Yep, I'm John D. Lemke on Facebook, Lumpy on Twitter. Google Voice for the Indie Nation station is 81881INDIE. And you can also follow Indie Nation FM on Twitter. And I'm still looking in chat. I don't see. I know that Knowles is like Knowles217 Brian at Facebook.com, Knowles217 Brian at Twitter, I think it is, and then it's Knowles217@gmail.com. Dookie, if you want to put your information in IRC, we'll get it out there. While I'm rambling, I don't want to forget who we kicked off the show with. It was a song recorded live at the Beachland Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio. It was Jonathan Colton. He was also joined by Paul and Storm on this one. It's a song about a suicidal vampire, as he says. It's called Blue Sunny Day. You can find out more about Jonathan Colton at jonathancolton.com. And guess what? Paul and Storm would be paulandstorm.com. Isn't that creative and appropriate, though? Duke Nukem is half nutty. N-U-T-T-I-E at gmail.com. Oh, and he... yeah, wrong chat. That's okay, Dookie. Everybody does that to me. OmniDragon loves it as a gag. Everybody makes faces at me in the TeamSpeak chat because I'm looking at the GeekShed.net in #IndieNation chat. That's the one that's always open on my screen when I'm streaming live. I know it may sound crazy, even with 5 monitors in front of me, it's not enough screen estate, as they say. And, well, this week we've got 2 stories that are both pretty big stories, I think.
I would say they're pretty big, at least in the sense of they should shake the waters and stir them up a little bit. The first is about PlayStation. They partner with Major League Gaming. And the second is about the Wii U, which is going to be coming out So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start with the story from Slash Gear. Sony's PlayStation division will be partnering with the leader in competitive gaming for a new round of video game battling platform known as the MLG Spring Fighting Arena. Claiming there are thousands of dollars in the line, Sony said that PS3 will be the official console used in the new Major League Gaming Battle Royales. The games will be included will be Mortal Kombat and Soul Calibur, probably more than that. There's a couple of key points that the article goes on to make. One is you're going to have true circuit fighting. So in other words, when you're on the top of the food chain and you're the best of the best, people are going to be gunning for you all the time. And you're going to have to defend your title pretty much on a daily basis. Players can watch the action for a small fee. I think they said it was going to be like $4.95 a month. And players that are members can also get exclusive tips.
I think that these next generations of gaming consoles that are coming out are just going to be amazing from what I'm hearing. And, I mean, they're talking 16 cores in some of them and stuff like that. There's some of the rumors. I think it's going to be a good thing because one of the things that we've discussed on other shows and stuff about games is that's one of the things a console needs to do is be way ahead tech-wise. That way they can continue development with accessories, etc., and keep going. And basically that keeps the platform alive for a longer period of time.
Yes, and I would say that by partnering with other people like the MLG, they're definitely stepping into things. I foresee this being a lot like arcades in Japan. They're still pretty popular. You're pretty much going to be able to take your micro SD card with you anywhere you go and meet new people and pretty much fight them, I mean, or duel them, however you want to look at it, depending on the game, I suppose. I mean, in some ways, you already have that.
I wanted to advance to the point of the movie Real Steel. Have you ever seen that movie by chance, anybody in here?
I haven't.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Really sure. Great movie about boxing robots. Really good movie, actually.
No, I haven't seen that movie. I think my parents watched it, is what happened.
I was thinking that it was a movie you recommended to me, Omni, because you recommend so many movies to me, but I was entirely wrong. I recalled when I was watching it who had recommended it. There's a motorcycle club across the street, and these big, mm-hmm. burly, tough bikers were watching this really cool movie about a father and his abandoned son, his son he basically abandoned, reuniting. It was really cool.
Cool.
You know, I just thought it was a great movie. It was a movie about, you know, in a way, gaming. I mean, because they controlled the bots and they boxed with these bots and stuff. I thought it was pretty cool. And that kind of is what they're going to be doing with this Spring Fighting Arena, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be more like a tournament type of setting where you... Take the NFL up a couple notches, I guess. Now they have their brackets and they play off. One of the things that was mentioned in the article is the current champion, after he wins this year, he's going to have to keep defending his title, so to speak, because he's on the top of the food chain. People are going to actively be able to challenge him, so or her, I suppose. You can kind of see how much more they're taking the competition up a notch.
And the next one is about the Wii, huh?
Yes, the Wii. The Wii U, which this was totally news to me today, and I was glad that I saw this video from Nintendo. This is an excerpt from their webpage. Discover an exciting new way to enjoy home entertainment with Wii U, Nintendo's next home console. With a revolutionary new touchscreen controller, precision motion controls, and full HD graphics, a whole new world of play styles and gaming possibilities is on the horizon. The time is coming for us truly to expand your idea about what a game console is and can be.
I think that's good news for the Wii, because, you know, the Wii has, I mean, the Wii was known for its controller, and that's what really made it. And then it, now the thing I wonder about is how advanced is the processing going to be? How sustainable is that part of it going to be? Because that's one of the things that really gave the PlayStation an upper hand in gaming, you know, recently anyways.
I mean, the Wii had a lot of problems with their controller, too. A lot of people were getting hurt with the controller, throwing it through their TV accidentally and things like that. But I've seen videos of the new controller that's supposedly to be for the Wii U, and it's going to be entirely different with a touch screen and all the things like that. It does look really interesting.
It had better be a pretty durable touch screen, I think.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, that'll be another interesting thing. And I think the other thing that I got to wonder about is how expensive is that controller, and how does that work for multiplayer games?
Well, they talk about that a little bit in the video, and there's a couple things I want to touch on before we go a little bit further. One, I'll start with some of the stuff that you just brought up. I'm looking at their webpage right now. The CPU is going to be an IBM Power-based multi-core microprocessor. The GPU is going to be an AMD Radeon-based high-definition GPU. It's going to have four USB 2 control slots. It's going to support 1080p, 1080i, 720p, 480p, and 480i with compatible cables for HDMI. And it's going to have AV multi-out connectors, six-channel PCM linear output through the HDMI.
Hmm. So it sounds like that's going to be pretty cutting edge currently. My thought would be like, I'd be interested in knowing how many cores that CPU is going to have.
I don't think they want that out of the bag yet.
And you know, that being said, I'm also, it being a video game, I'm curious about what kind of sound system it has. I think, that's one of the things that I think the video game consoles haven't really capitalized on, but I would love to have surround sound available.
Yeah, I believe those days are coming.
Well, I could see that really adding to the gaming experience.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine gunshots coming from behind you?
And Omni's throwing the controller on the ground and stomping on it. Did it live?
No.
You wouldn't throw a magic card on the ground, though, would you, Omni?
It depends on which one it is.
I don't know. I think it's got a lot of potential. Now, one of the things I would like to see with it is, you know, would the more traditional Wii controller work for, I mean, because I'm looking at the controller and I'm looking at the pictures. I can't get the video to run on my single core machine. It's too high D. My machine's HD impaired. But I mean, I can see where that controller would be really cool for certain games, and the touchscreen, you know, the touchscreen feature would obviously be really cool for certain things. I could see where that would be really awesome for like flight simulators, if you could have the entire screen be the actual cockpit window, and then the controller being your control panel. I think that would be a very cool thing to play with, right?
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
But I could still see. I mean, come on, go back to the old Nintendo with Duck Hunter. I mean, the thing that made that game cool, shooting stupid ducks all day, was the pistol, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, you were talking about, you know, various games that you could play, first-person shooters, I think there is the right term. I don't think that controller that they're showing me in this video would be that cool for a first-person shooter so much as one that had a pistol grip on it, too.
Well, I think you'll end up with both. actually.
That's what I would like to see. I think
it says,
you know,
it says up to 4 Wii Remote controllers or Remote Plus can be connected at once. The new console also supports all Wii controllers and input devices, including Nunchuk controller, Classic Controller Pro, and oops.
So then it's going to be really cool in that sense, and you answered my question on that. So then the next thing becomes, how expensive are the controllers and how addicted are the people going to get? I mean, is it going to be controller crack?
I think when it's a new thing, it's going to be pretty addictive, and I think the new Wii is probably going to be a bit pricey. But that's just my gut feeling. Who knows? I mean, basically, the new consoles that come with the little new controller, they're all basically touchpads, or they're Android devices, or they're iPads, basically. But each one of those pads has the joysticks. They have the push button controllers, just like the old Wii's did, and just like the Xbox does. And they've got the little crosshaired joystick, thumb joystick. The new ones are also going to have an analog feature with circle pads. So you're going to have a lot of fine control with them.
I'm looking at the PlayStyle gallery, and I can see. I still would like the 360 style joystick controllers. I always thought those were pretty cool. I see there's a stylus for it, which I think is cool. I see that it has other controllers it can integrate with. I think it's going to be something that's going to be very competitive, at least.
I think it's going to be very competitive, and I think initially when it first comes out, people are going to dive in, and I think they're going to get bored to it at first. And then Nintendo's going to be like, okay, now it's time to take this up another notch. Let's start integrating the other features of what we can do with having, quote-unquote, two views, or 2 3¼D, in my opinion. I mean, it's like a step between two dimensions into the third dimension, but you're not quite there. I mean, if you've got one view where you're running around with your party in Dungeons & Dragons, and then you look at the TV and you see the dragon 200 feet away, it's kind of a neat experience.
And I'm looking at some of the games that are coming out with it. I just see Super Mario stuff so far.
Well, of course. That's their bread and butter.
I mean, you know.
But Nintendo has a license to the Mario games. They're not allowed to play them on any other system.
Well, and with Mario Kart and stuff like that, the new controllers are going to be phenomenal, because in my Galaxy tab, I downloaded a couple games like Tiki Kart. The tablet's the steering wheel. Add the little joystick buttons to the side of it, you're going to have all kinds of cool functions.
Oh, you're going to have, I misspoke. It's going to have Super Audio, 6-channel PCM linear output through HDMI.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the system.
I think so. I think that's the more I'm reading about it, the more I think it's going to be a really, really good move for them. I mean, that looks like something I want. Omni, can you buy me that?
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
Use one of those blank checks I gave you.
Okay.
Oh. I think one of the things that was interesting that they talked about in the video is they specifically designed the new console or the new controller with the intent to be able to expand it dynamically. What that tells me is they have a vision of where they wish this console is going to go.
I like at the very bottom, it says, note, details are subject to change.
Well, they kind of have to do that. Otherwise, they can only give you Mario.
I think that looks just phenomenal. The more I'm reading about it, the more I'm looking at it, I really, really like what I want to, what I see. I think what we need to do is start a Kickstarter fund to get me one to play test. No? Omni would donate, right?
That's an idea. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to start Kickstarter stuff for me to play test things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way you do it.
I'll have to look into that. Kickstart through Gamer Goggles. The monthly fund.
And on that note, do we have anything else we wanted to mention or cover? Omni, are you still playing Magic?
No, I swear.
Uh-huh.
Lies.
I ain't lying this time.
Lies. Now, Knowles is sitting here in chat saying that he thinks the Wii's going to fail because it's not Blu-ray. Well, plus it's not Blu-ray. I don't know. Is it not Blu-ray?
I believe it is Blu-ray because I think the Wii that's out now is Blu-ray.
Yeah, I think so too.
Wasn't Wii the first console to do Blu-ray?
I think so.
I'm not sure. I do know that both the Wii and the PlayStation have become not only video gaming consoles, but video viewing consoles as well, which is another reason I think that I mean, think about it. You could have a gaming console now, and it's also your entertainment console.
Yes, that's why we have more than one console in the house, actually.
I mean, I think it's, I don't know. It looks sleek. The specs are nice on it. I wish they had more in Mario Brothers. Hardware looks sleek on it. I'm looking at the image gallery. I'm noticing the triggers underneath and just the way the image has got, looks like a female holding it in her hands. Look like female hands, I should say. It looks like it'd be a comfortable controller to hold. That was one of the things that I always liked about those 360 controllers is they fit in your hand nice. But I don't know what else to say on it, folks. Omni's going to buy one. I know it.
Nuh-uh.
What if they put Magic on it?
I'll buy three.
Okay, maybe.
So he can play all of us.
And I think that's probably going to do it for this week's episode of Gamer Goggles News, isn't it?
It looks that way.
Go on.
Catan Rivals is going to have some news coming out in the very near future. Supposedly, the rumor has it that Catan Rivals' Klaus Duberman is going to be writing a series of articles on what is going to happen for Catan Rivals in the last quarter of the year.
That should be interesting, and I mean, we were hoping we'd have something on that tonight, but I guess they haven't released it yet. So maybe next week. Maybe that's a good reason to tune in next week. I know we'll have more good news next week. We are going to close it with a little bit more music than we normally do because, well, we were a little bit, I mean, we had two big news items, both console big news items, in my opinion. But we're going to go back to some Jonathan Colton because, I mean, Cletta, you mentioned Code Monkey, right?
Yeah.
How can we not do Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton? And we were talking gaming, so I figured an appropriate one would be Curl, even though that's a much different kind of game, but it's an appropriate Jonathan Colton tune. And, you know, Omni is always talking Magic. Actually, Omni's not usually talking Magic. He's usually playing Magic secretively when he's supposed to be talking. That's why he's so quiet. Right, Omni? Right, Omni?
Nothing.
Yeah, uh-huh. And, well, we figured Heart, Magic Man, would be appropriate. You can find Heart, of course, at heart.com. And that is going to do it for this week's episode of Through Gamers Goggles News. And, well, we hope you enjoyed the show. Time to say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next
Code
week.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stink. His Code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager want to write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not stated out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey likes Cheetos. Code Monkey likes Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, with big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey, hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey, offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey, have long walk back to cubicle. He sits down, pretend to work. Code Monkey, not thinking so straight. Code Monkey, not feeling so great. Code Monkey likes Fritos. Code Monkey likes Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Lots. Code Monkey have every reason to get out this place. Code Monkey, just keep on working, see your soft pretty face. Much rather wake up, eat a coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Quieter, please.
Darkness. There's a man they call the Skipper, fast asleep, dreaming of gold. He wakes before the sun does, even though he'd rather stay in bed. Curses the cold in Minnesota. Why's it always so damn cold? He's got a job to do, does it for me and you, and the red and the white and the blue, because he knows he's got the curl. Because he knows he's got the curl. His team is there and ready, though the coffee's warm, their breath hangs in the air. They hit the ice. No one's there to see it. There's no press or paparazzi. That's okay. But it'd be nice if someone noticed that they've all been working hard, pushing these rocks around, trying to gain some ground. Got to keep the Canadian style. Outside are waiting,
but they give until they've given all they have. Dead on their feet. Skipper isn't certain, but he thinks that maybe this could be the year when they defeat the world forever and they bring that medal home. Now it seems years away, taking it day by day. When it comes, he'll be ready to play, because he knows he's got the curve. Somewhere in the darkness, there's a man they call the Skipper, fast asleep, dreaming of gold.
Welcome, everybody.
0 grams trans fat, 0 calories, all good, all of the time. Indie Nation.